This is Kyle Sasser, Great Things Tampa Bay, and I'm here with Elizabeth and Aaron of Tampa Bay Live. And would you like to give an introduction of yourself?
All right, yeah. So we're Tampa Bay Live. We're a local guide on places to go and things to do in the area. We have a website, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We try to provide a little different content on each platform, so whichever one you prefer, find us on it.
Awesome, awesome. And this episode is going to be a little bit different. We're here at your favorite place.
Right? One of them. It's very difficult for me to pick
this
a favorite.
This is my favorite place. I'm a burger person, and this is by far my
awesome.
Favorite place.
So basically, we're just kind of having a meal here today and just kind of talking about Tampa Bay, and y'all are just listening in, so we'll see how it goes. did y'all order food yet at all?
We have
no.
Not. It's really hard. It's really hard to pick one.
Yeah.
Every time, actually, my favorite burger here, I never actually got. I always take a bite from somebody else's and wish I would have gotten it. It's the Beaufort.
Yeah.
Yeah. You haven't ordered that yet?
I've always taken it from somebody else at the table. I think our friend Lindsay always gets it. And so
yes.
But it has a sliced brisket, fried cheese curds, jalapeno bacon, and jerk glaze. It's got three different types of meat on it.
Sounds tasty.
And it's all really, really, really good.
So we're just telling me an interesting tidbit about Engine 9 here.
Doing what I do, I like to look into the businesses that I visit. And so the guy who owns Engine Number 9 is the son and nephew of the guys who co-founded the Tampa Bay Lightning, which I thought was really cool. So, because they played for the Blackhawks, so there's a burger on here called Windy City and another one called Blackhawks, so kind of pay tribute.
Phil Esposito.
Yeah.
I remember when they played at the Thunderdome. I remember when their first few seasons they played at the Florida Fairgrounds over in Tampa, like the little expo hall there next to the amphitheater. It was not a good venue.
I didn't realize I'm not much of a sports person, but I did not realize how kind of new Tampa Bay Lightning was.
Yeah, 94 something like that, 93 something like that.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so Aaron, you're a native.
I am. Well, I was born in Georgia, but I moved very young. So I've moved a lot. I was an Army brat, but luckily, because my dad had an injury, we pretty much stayed in Tampa Bay our entire lives. So I've lived in almost every single city in the area.
I take that back. So I started living in St. Pete in high school, but I forgot that I've actually been in the Tampa Bay area since the third grade. So
okay.
I've been here. I can't even remember, like 16 years, I guess.
Yeah.
That's same cool. thing. I moved around a lot, and this is kind of where we stayed.
So what to y'all is like the biggest change that y'all have seen?
Recently, honestly, because Water Street Tampa is about to pop up.
Yes.
St. Pete has changed a lot.
Yes.
But
yes.
In a good way, I like it. I mean, it's just there's a lot coming up. I mean, just there's a whole new neighborhood in Tampa. So it's so funny. So I went to Florida State my freshman year, and then I transferred to USF. And because I kind of wanted to set down roots somewhere, I love Tampa. So
yeah.
But where Armature Works is, where Foundation Coffee Company and Hall on Franklin.
Yeah.
The Hall on Franklin is across the street from a parking lot where we would meet up every Friday night for Project Downtown and feed homeless people. And now it's an entire booming neighborhood.
No, it's crazy. So I grew up in Dover, Plant City.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in Lakeland for a little bit.
You love Lakeland.
Moved to Tampa. Around the year 2000, lived there for 8-9 years, and there was nothing there. There was the YMCA, there was the Salvation Army, there was a very large homeless community. And then I moved, I think right around the time they were building Stetson Law there. Moved to Brandon, which was not a good choice for me, but I was there. I stayed there for 8 years, and it's okay, nothing against Brandon. It was very easy for me. So, and then, I finally decided, I was like, hey, I need to live close to everything that I want to be close to. So then I moved over here to St. Petersburg because I I like sailing, golf. I like, a very active downtown.
Yeah, right.
So I moved to sorry, this is going to show my age. So I moved to Tampa for the year 2000 projects for computers when all the computers were going to blow up. Mm-hmm. I used to work on the 32nd story of the, used to be the AM South building, then it was, I don't know what it is. It's the one next to the Bank of America building with the cool roof.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So year 2000, you would get off work there, and we would park in Fort Brooke? Yes, Fort Brooke, the one they built over the Indian burial ground, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
That hurts.
Sorry, yeah, they dug the Indians up and built a parking garage there. Sorry.
I feel different.
So you'd get out of work, there was nothing. Well, okay, so Hat Tricks was still there.
Yep.
And then there was a place called Cold Storage, which was right on the corner. And other than that, there was nothing downtown except the Tampa Theater that was open on occasion.
Got renovated, actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, so, like, completely night and day, but it's still... I put it about two economic cycles behind St. Pete, which I remember St. Pete back then too, and it was nothing.
Right, yeah. Everyone just thought, like, this is where the old people were.
Mm-hmm. And it was at that time.
Yeah, and now it's a lot of hipsters and millennials, yeah. But I'm okay with it because I consider myself that.
So you're all based in St. Pete? Or,
yeah, well,
let's back up a little bit. Okay. So what do y'all actually do?
So I work at a local music booking agency in Citrus Park. Well, that's where we're located, but we do business all over the state. I live in North St. Pete.
Okay.
Past couple months, I've been doing much more, not necessarily like restaurants and stuff like that, but more like activity-based businesses. There's one that was...
You just went to the roller derby.
Yeah, I went to roller derby. Yeah,
yeah. So they were having a roller derby last weekend,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Wait, say that again, sorry.
I said that, yeah, they were having a roller derby over in Tampa like last week or something.
Yeah, this past weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this past weekend they have, once a month, it's called Deadly Rival Roller Derby. Mm-hmm. And they have it like once a month they have, they call them bouts, but they're like competitions and stuff like that. And they're there's only like 14 of the banked tracks where they're kind mm-hmm. of the racetracks. And yeah.
I had a friend that used to do roller derby. It was
yes, and that's actually I've actually started doing that as a part of
awesome
Tampa Bay Live. I've had a blast doing it, and I'm doing.
Wait, are you actually like participating in the derby?
Yes,
or?
I'm not competing. I'm pretty sure that takes like.
I was gonna ask like how many elbows to the throat.
No hip checks or anything like that quite yet. I'm like still trying to work standing.
I mean, you were doing a project on it for school too, right?
Yeah, I was doing a project on it for school.
Have you all seen the place over on Gandy that's like it's a bistro and roller skating?
No,
it's on like South Gandy. It's on Gandy.
I've had myself riding on the up and up thing, so I feel kind of like I'm slacking.
It's like the Jerk Hut. Do you know where that's at there?
Okay.
So it's in that plaza behind there, like where there's an Applebee's there, and then there's like an old school steakhouse.
Roller derby?
Yeah. So apparently there's like a cafe bistro and a roller rink.
And a roller rink. Oh, roller rink.
And I've only seen the sign for maybe like 4 or 5 weeks.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, I gotta. I'm like, the wife's going to want to go to that one.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
I'm writing it down.
Yeah. But no, she's much better at like introducing, mm-hmm. like, and it's probably also why I asked her to come on. She's handed out the business card more than I have.
Yeah, and that's why even like,
well, it's good.
When you go around like places with a camera and stuff like that, people tend to approach you. So like, I don't mind.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Live.
So, and I will say, like, so far as the podcast goes, so I started this about a year ago, honestly, to tie into the real estate business, because nobody likes hearing about real estate all the time. Now, I'm going to do a real estate podcast just because, like, it's not that there's a gap there, but I want to provide that content to my clients.
Yeah, there's definitely a niche for it.
Yeah.
But everyone wants to know where the great restaurants are, and there is nobody doing a podcast on Tampa Bay. Like I'm the first,
No.
There's one other Tampa Bay podcast dude, and his is mostly interviews. He doesn't do any sort of.
Yeah, I listen to him because he's on a lot of businesses, and then there's also SPX.
Yeah.
That one's good too, but they do a lot of interviews as well.
So I was basically just saying that to, like, don't worry about what other people are doing.
Well, that's kind of the place that I've come to, because like when I started this, obviously, when I started Tampa Bay Live, it is not it did not start out what it is now. Mm-hmm. Like, I've, in its current form, it's probably been about a year.
Yeah.
But
well, do you, walk us through it. Like, how did it start? Here's the other thing. So I'm also big in the entrepreneur community. I'm actually going to be on Startup Bus this April.
Oh, wow.
So the end of April, one of the Tampa Startup Bus is leaving, and I'm actually going to be on it.
Nice.
Robert Blackledge got me on it. And he's very, very big with like 1 million cups and like the entrepreneur community and all that stuff. Very cool guy. Very high energy.
I've been meaning to go to, because they have the greenhouse on Wednesday mornings. Yep. And I've been meaning to go to that, but hasn't happened yet. Tampa Bay Live, I was on my ride to work, and I was just started getting into photography, and I don't know, the name just kind of hit me out of nowhere, and I was like, all right, no one else has this, and I just wanted an anonymous Instagram account to put my photos on, and I didn't really tell anybody except for, like, my close friends about it, and then, to be honest, like, not to get political, but the 2016 election happened, and my perspective kind of shifted. I went to the March on Washington, and what I love so much about Tampa Bay is how. So I don't. There's an article, and if I find the article, I'll link it to you, so you can put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
But Pinellas County was the closest call in the entire country. We were 0.01%.
Mm-hmm.
Of like the percentage away, and I love how we coexist. You know what I mean? Like, in a time like this, where everyone feels like you're either on one side or the other, and like if you're not with me, then you're against me, and it's not. And what I love about Tampa Bay is it fights that narrative.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to keep that going. And how I feel about it is, there's not a lot I can do on a national level. Actually, there's pretty much nothing I can do on a national level except like call my congressman. And even then, sometimes that doesn't feel like enough. And to me, change happens on a small level, on a local level. If you care about mass incarceration or the economy, and look at your community, look at where you're living, and looking at how that, and get involved in that way. And so that's kind of what I want to do. And I kind of take the perspective of like, I wanted to stay positive. Like, that was one of when I started doing like a style guide for this and started making the website and trying to really pinpoint what I wanted this to be. Positivity was one of those things. Like, I'm not here to be a critic. I'm here to help support.
No, I hate critics. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, take a little joy in life.
Right. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have plenty of opinions. And I'm sure not all of them are gonna reflect greatly on everyone, but like, and if someone wants to ask me about them, I can tell them how I think a business will improve, but that's not what I'm aiming to feel up for.
Yeah.
I hope that through these posts and through these write-ups, that people get inspired to be involved. I want to make it easier, because when I tried getting involved in the community, I was like, it was difficult. Like, okay, so what groups, what communities are out there? Who's doing what? What is there to do? You know, and it's not easy finding a local coffee shop.
Actually, any time that I need a local coffee shop, I kind of made a New Year's resolution not to use Starbucks anymore. Anytime that I'm like, a texter, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go over to this area. Do you have any local coffee shops nearby? She at least gives me three.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea where to find, and I would have never found any.
It takes time. It's just like you go on Google and you like Google coffee. Yeah. Starbucks.
There's only so much time and effort in the day, you know.
Yeah, right. And so it's like, and I get it. I get it. Like, people choose the other option because it's easier to find, and it's like what's on our mind, and we're bombarded with all this advertising for it. So it's like, why not?
Yeah.
So I want to try to cut through that and make it easier for people to live locally. Like, that's the goal, is I want to help people live locally.
There you go. Give them the information.
yeah, make it easier anyway.
And I feel bad because I've almost eaten through half of my black and blue burger here. It's very delicious.
Oh. That
yep. Erin has a completely all of her hamburger left. You're making me feel bad over here. I was like, oh yeah, I hear you. Oh, this is delicious. But a lot of what you said is very true. So after the year 2000 did not blow up. I continued working on computers, and one of the person's computers I worked on was, her name was Susan McManus, and she was a kind of the go-to political commentator for all the news, news stations and newspapers. So, like, you know, they'd always give her a call for her input on what was happening during the day. Yeah. But she told me, she was like, here's the thing. The cross-section of Tampa, at least at that period of time, is very similar to the cross-section of the entire country, with like all of the different minorities and segments that are here. Like, you basically have everybody is represented here in some way.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I'm sure this might still be the case, but at least at that point in time, they would use it for a lot of political polling and, like, test groups.
Yep.
Because it was so representative of the rest of the country. I mean,
right.
I mean, you know, like how many people from Ohio are here? How many, you know, like immigrants are here? Like, we have so many different communities.
Right.
Of,
it's like it keeps on popping up in like the number one place for millennials to move.
Yeah.
The number one place to be an entrepreneur. It's like
mm-hmm.
I found out earlier today that it's the Tampa is the city in the entire. The one city in the entire world that has like the most trees.
The most trees?
Yeah, we have, Tampa's number one in the world for the most trees in the city.
Oh my gosh,
you're
Tampa.
Right?
Who knew? Who
yeah.
knew?
Yeah.
So basically, like on your Instagram, you're basically going around to all the places that you like.
Well, so at first I tried going around to all these places. Like when I first started doing it, it was only my photos. And then I realized I don't have enough money to go to all these places. And I don't always have enough time. So I do, when people tag me in photos or like I'll find businesses and like that I want to support. And so I'll repost their stuff. Definitely Instagram, I would say, is definitely our strongest platform.
Mm-hmm. That's how I found y'all, so.
what you were saying earlier about, like, you know, like not giving up, even if people are doing something similar. Because when I first started Tampa Live, like I said, it wasn't with this intention. And when it started to become this intention, probably about like a month after this, I started actually looking and I'm like realizing, like, wow, there are actually a lot of people that are doing what I'm doing. There's That's the Tampa, there's I Love Your Word, there's all these local bloggers. I have had to give myself plenty of pep talks to like keep doing it. Mm-hmm. There's always something that keeps me going.
Do you get any feedback from people?
Yeah, so it's like, there's, like, I'll have someone reach out and ask me to come to a restaurant, or even you asking me to be on this podcast.
And thank you very much for doing so.
Yeah. So it's just little things like that, and it's realizing that, like, I'm trying to curate or, like, form a resource that I would like to use.
Mm-hmm.
As a citizen, and it's not, I'm still not finding it available. So I feel like I have a certain niche, and I'm just going to keep it. We're going to keep it. Yeah.
Makes sense. So what is each of your roles in this endeavor?
That's a very good question. I think there's still a lot of brainstorming going on.
Yeah.
But as of right now, I started out in New York. This is mostly her project, but like I kind of started out going on these adventures.
Yeah.
We spent the entire year like you saying like, hey, I really want to try this place out. Do you guys want to go out to eat? Hey, I really want to try this place out. Let's go.
I suckered her into it, really.
Yeah. And it really wasn't suckering me into doing it. I was having a great time doing it. But then I all of a sudden had a little bit more free time and I decided, you know, maybe I'll start writing. So I'm pretty much one of the writers, and I give her some ideas and
So in addition to the Instagram, there's a blog as well.
So
My Instagram is where it started, and then I made a website that started in February of last year, and so I would try to release a write-up, a blog post, I guess you would say, every Friday, although that didn't always happen, and we're taking a little bit of a pause, because we were playing catch-up the entire time.
Consistency is tough.
Yeah, well, consistency is tough, it's like usually when you're launching something, ideally you want to plan everything and have all the stuff stocked up so when you roll it out, like, you're good to go. That wasn't possible. This was never, I never thought that this would be this.
And I'm assuming you're not getting paid for any of this, right?
No. You've gotten a free meal, a free ticket
now and
again, but this is
joy. Just recreation.
I haven't made any money off the podcast.
Yeah, it's just
I've had people are starting to reach out to me for interviews and stuff like that. Like local big restaurants and stuff like that, which is nice. But again, it's my goal with the podcast was never for it to be its own moneymaker thing. It's basically an adjunct to my real estate business. So
I don't really ever anticipate Tampa Live making that. I mean, if that happens, that'd be cool. But at the same time, the only way that I could see that happening is if even not, because the only way that is if people like sponsored us or whatnot. But even then, I don't know if I would like that, because I feel like the content would be less authentic, because now I have to keep my sponsors in mind, and I don't really want.
I had the same concern. Until I went to a conference, and then they told me to get over it. They were like, as long as you are authentic and given an honest shake. Now, obviously, if you blunt your criticism of a place because they gave you a free meal, then people are going to react to that and be like, go fuck yourself, basically.
Yeah.
But like, if you're given an honest assessment, even though it's free or you're getting paid or whatever, as long as you put your personal take on it, people are going to be okay with it.
Right.
Now, of course, you have to tell them up front, be like, hey, this was given to me free, but I'm still going to give you my honest whatever.
Opinion. Yeah. So I think it's been obviously me from the get-go. And then Abby actually came on before you did.
She did. She's got a lot more.
Abby lives over in Lakeland. She's our Lakeland person. So. and Morella, she's taken photos for us. And basically my close friend group. I've kind of made them do this with me. I don't know if they realize how into they are, but they're in it. Like, Lindsay
unpaid.
Doesn't write or take photos, but I use her opinions in everything.
Oh, yeah, she's a writer,
unpaid interns, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, more, like, unpaid intern, unpaid creators. I let, all of this is unpaid. But to me, it's worth doing. And the it hasn't felt like not being worth it. That's not a good thing.
But I'm going to roller derby 2 days a week, so I'm having a great time. So,
there you go.
I have other places that I have lists of things that I want to do. That you've got me doing it now, too. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start texting you, like, hey, I really want to do this.
Kind of a group.
Yeah.
All for one for all sort of thing.
That was kind of her. Sorry, I'm eating too.
Feel free to smack your lips.
I wonder if that's
the microphone will pick it up.
That was kind of, I guess maybe that was like part of your plan, is like taking us on all these adventures and staycations, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh wow, what Aaron's doing is really, really cool.
I mean, that wasn't my plan, but like kind of. I mean, I didn't like go with it with the intention, but like that kind of ended up being after. So I love staycations. Have you ever taken a staycation here?
Yeah.
Okay. So like I love So it's like I'm trying to, because this entire, since the website, since forever, honestly, since this thing started, I've been playing catch up, because I've never stockpiled or caught up to anything. And so now we're trying to take a little bit, I'm still going to be posting on our social media pages, but as far as like new content on the website, I'm taking a little bit of a pause. Because I kind of want to restructure things a little bit, do more, so like list like local coffee shops in Clearwater and local coffee shops in St. Pete. So that's just, again, trying to make it easier for people to...
Yeah, so you can provide like curated content.
And just easier for people to use the resource.
Yeah. So those of y'all that don't know, like curation is kind of the buzzword and the...
Yeah.
in all industries right now. So it's like, you know, boutiques are like curated boutiques now. Markets are like, you know, curation.
It's there's so much of everything that, like, if you don't have a niche, you don't have a market.
Like, yeah. Because like anybody can go on the internet and buy anything.
Right.
So it's like, you know, somebody, almost like a DJ back in the day, like, yeah, you know, in the old radio days, they would actually go through and curate the music for what they specifically liked. And then they would present that to an audience.
Yes. So it's like, I want to like also look into like nonprofits and like places for people to volunteer and like groups to get involved in.
Yes, and I've been doing a little bit of research on that as well. That's
awesome.
Probably what I'm going to start. I love the restaurants, I love my burger places.
Yeah, same. I feel like, honestly, to be honest, I might be showing a little bit of my cards here, but like I love the local business a lot. But you talk about local business and like fun things to do as a kind of way to like bring people in. But at the same time, I want to provide you with content and how they get involved in any community, like whether it is more pro liberty or like attending a public meeting on the vote that's coming up in like the city council. So
yeah,
I honestly didn't know that we had this much in the Tampa Bay area.
So,
yeah, until she started actually bringing it up. And we met at USF, and like even then, we were just going to the places around USF. But and in high school, I remember talking to my friends. I mean, like, we were high school, we were under 18, which really not. There's only like a third of the things that we talk about in Tampa Bay Live that you can do under 18. But I remember like talking to my friends and saying, okay, so on a slow day or on the weekends, we can either go to the beach or we can go bowling, and that was it.
Yeah.
And there's
There's a ton. I'm guessing y'all go to like the Tampa Bay things to do, like TampaBay.com. They have that huge calendar. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, there is a ton. Can I have another?
What I love about Tampa Bay Live is our diversity, but it's also how much there is to do here. But also, even if you live in Tampa Bay, like if you want to take a day trip out somewhere, there's so much. Even Lakeland, I kind of swooped in with Tampa Bay Live. It's an hour drive. It's really not so bad. And Lakeland, have you been there?
Yeah, I lived there for a while.
Oh,
I went to school there.
Literally, but I'm talking about like in the last 2-3 years.
We just had a 20-year high school reunion.
Oh, right.
So yes, I've been there. But yeah, in the last like 3 years, it's blown up.
Yeah,
like it's crazy.
Born and bred over there, I daydream about those puppets. I really do.
Yeah.
Have you
yet? Was it Poster 9 or?
No, so born and bred, it's a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're only open on Saturdays, but like they sell their bakeries throughout the week in other places.
Mm-hmm.
But we went there like 2 weekends ago. We were there when it opened, and their crepes are the most
good stuff.
Actually, every pastry that they had there, I bought 4.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had bought 4.
I think we ate all of them. We all kind of shared. Everybody kind of bought like 2 to 4, and I think we all finished them within like.
Yeah, Lindsay, like the days after that, like they kept on posting, like, oh, we're gonna have this next weekend, and she's like, she's like, I feel personally attacked.
Is that downtown or?
I'm not as familiar with the cities of the areas of Lakeland, but
we're actually land. So funny story. So I went to school in Lakeland High School, Lakeland Christian, go Vikings. Then I moved there when I was like 19 or so. I lived on just past 98, whatever the next exit is. Interestingly enough, like my wife at the time, who I did not know, was like lived like right up the road from me and was going to Florida Southern as well. Which like I did not attend Florida Southern, but I would just go there and walk around and look at the architecture. And like I was always there. Yeah. And yeah, just crazy. And like we have like 2 instances of that, like at different points in the Tampa Bay area. It's nuts.
Where you're like just close but not close
just
enough.
Yeah.
But like I remember Lakeland back then. There was like Country Rock Beach Club, which is probably a little bit before your time. there's like 2 pool halls, like a TGI Fridays out by the mall, and a Bennigan's on the south side, a Merchant's Walk, and Crispers, which is where I used to hang out and drink coffee and eat cheesecake.
I don't remember the last time I saw Bennigan's.
Yeah. No, they all went out of business. For good reason. their samplers were too good.
Yeah, our friends Abby and Morello live out there. They went to high school out there.
Mm-hmm.
They said the same thing. It's just at the net of nowhere. It's kind of Lakeland actually has. So Lakeland has their own kind of. Technically, they started before Tampa Bay Live did, but mm-hmm. they're kind of trying to do something similar. But they have their stuff a lot more together because they are a nonprofit. But it's called White Lake. So anyone who lives over there, like that's
Cool. Fantastic. We can give them a plug, a little bit of a link on the show notes. So yeah. So let me run a little trivia by you.
Okay. All right.
So what is the biggest restaurant to come out of Lakeland?
Like the one that started like in Lakeland?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. I know
Publix
came out.
So yeah, Winter Haven technically, but yes, yes.
Okay. Right. Wasn't Lakeland and Winter Haven supposed? Weren't their names supposed to be switched? Like Winter Haven was between Lakeland and Lakeland.
That's the urban rumor. I don't know. Neither confirm nor deny. But Red Lobster actually started in Lakeland. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So this little town back then in the middle of the state was selling seafood. Yeah. I don't know if they were doing the cheddar biscuits back then, but yeah. So yeah, it started on I think 98 right there by the And then now they're Darden, that huge ass restaurant conglomerate. So yeah. And then over here we had Outback Steakhouse is local. Bonefish actually started up 4th Street here. What is it now? Gigi's. So what's Gigi's now on 4th Street, that's where the original Bonefish was before it blew up.
I spend so much time looking up these things and I still don't know.
We have a long history of food here.
What I learned about Lakeland too is that their first two swans were actually found in the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
A random little town in Florida getting two swans.
Yeah.
From Queen.
Yeah, Lakeland's cool. Like it's I hate to say it, it's better than Brandon. Sorry.
There's a lot of things like
sorry, Brandon people.
There's a lot of things to do over there though. Like if it weren't for Abby and Morellis living over there.
Yeah, it's beautiful, it's easy to get around, like you have all the lakes and everything.
Yeah.
One of my favorite golf courses is on the north side up like by Green Swamp. I'm gonna have to tell that story at some point. So, all right, I'll give you the quick rundown. So, Green Swamp is this like natural area north of Lakeland, right? It's like wild. Like that's where people go like hunt boars and stuff with like bows and arrows and all that stuff. So, when I was a kid, we were in Plant City. So, my dad would wake up like 3 a.m. or something ridiculous, drive out there. There was a creek that was, it was a pretty good, like, 3 or 4 car lengths. And over the creek was a bridge, but it's not like a bridge like how you're thinking. It was basically like two railroad tracks, just the steel, nothing in the middle, nothing to the outside, just sit in the dirt. And somebody had to get out and spot your wheels as you went over this thing. It was terrifying.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying.
As a 4-year-old, yes. And there was, like, water moccasins are everywhere out there, and yeah.
No.
So it's fun. So that's to the north of Lakeland.
It's a little, I like rules, but that's a
little. Yeah. That's like another level.
Train track bridges, I think. That's
yeah.
So I have a question for you.
Sure.
Is it St. Pete like your favorite city?
I will say, out of all the ones here, and that's just for me personally, like, Tampa's got its own thing going on. I lived there for many years. It was a lot different back then.
I feel like it's gonna be a lot different in 10 years.
My main complaint with Tampa is that it's too fractured. Like, St. Petersburg, you have a main downtown. That's where everything's at, and then you have like the edge here has developed tremendously, and then the central district, which was kind of the first one to come up. So everything is like centrally located. You can go downtown for like the nice stuff. If you want like a little bit like quote rawer experience, you can just get on a taxi or an Uber or whatever. and go down Central a little bit. Clearwater's okay. It's never really jived with me that much. Like, I'm not much of a beach bum kind of party guy.
Yeah, like Clearwater's kind of known for their beaches. It's more like you have local Florida and you have tourist Florida.
Yeah, like it's its own animal.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. I love Clearwater, but the only thing that makes me sad about it is that, like, I can't walk downtown without someone trying to get me a fire on Scientology.
Yeah.
Which, like, I politely smile and, like, take it and throw it away down the street. But yeah. it definitely does change the vibe.
Yeah. But that's so, like, downtown Clearwater is completely different from Clearwater Beach.
Yep.
And, like, me, so again, that's a little outside of my demographic now, but like, I always used to go to the Clearwater Sailing Center, which is just south on Sand Key, which is an amazing place. It's tucked right there, right on the pass. You can rent sailboats, not big ones, but like Hobies and stuff like that. But it's an amazing place. It's actually one of the gems. It's like tucked right in there in all that madness.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like Tampa is, my main thing with Tampa is it's just very fragmented. So it's like, you can go to Hyde Park, but you can only do Hyde Park things there, you know? And like,
there's
if you want
good stuff in Tampa.
Yeah.
So what we did this past weekend, because we went to Pride and Ybor, and then there was also the march happening on the same day, and I really wanted to go to both.
Mm-hmm.
But the Tico streetcar, which is honestly a really short route on Sape, part of the day,
trolley.
Yeah. I think that this promotion is like ending in October or sometime, but like on Saturdays, it's a free ride.
Yeah.
And so it was just really nice just to enjoy the day and like stroll through the city.
So I remember when they actually built that. No, I did computer work for one of the survey guys that did it. And I remember I was so mad because they at least at that point in time, they quit running at like midnight or 1 a.m. And it's like, well, if you're at Channelside and you're trying to get over to Ybor, you know, it's like you can take the trolley over there, but then you're going to be stuck and you're going to have to try to get a taxi cab and all that matter. Yeah. Yeah, this is way before all that. But so it's a very, and I love the trolley, it's very cool, but it's like it's very limited use. Like there's, you know what I mean? The new taxis that I saw that they have over in Tampa now, the electric ones that are free or something like that, seem to be much more versatile because it'll get you to Riverwalk and like all of these other places.
Yep.
For the trolley, just for, you know, right away, like.
I just appreciate the old feel of it. Yeah. And like, and I think honestly what sold me is that like you can like pick up the back of the chair and like move it and so have the seat, and that just blew my mind because I wasn't expecting it.
It's just a novelty.
This is like all made of wood and I just felt cool.
It's very cool.
It's a good date.
So yeah. We used to have one here in St. Petersburg. It would go all the way down to South St. Pete, down 4th, and then north a little bit.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Yep. And then the train would actually, the original pier was actually like a working pier where the ships would come up and they would unload the goods onto the pier, and then the train would go all the way out there and they'd load up the goods on the train, and then it'd go this way all the way up to Dunedin and then around the north side of Tampa into the main train yard there. So
the necklace I'm wearing is actually from the shrapnel of the old
pier. Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, local jeweler who jeweled. Sorry, I have to throw that out there.
Is that the inverted pyramid one?
Yeah, the inverted pyramid.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, I know. So iconic. But I'm excited to see what the new one. It looks like it's gonna. I love the iconic look of the old pier, but like no one ever really went out there. Like, if you weren't spending money to go to one of the shops, like, there was no reason.
No, it was a complete waste of money. Well, so no, it was used heavily for the first like, you know, 5-10 years.
Right.
But just like any other project, like it, you know, it ebbs and flows, and there's a cycle to everything. Same thing with whenever they opened up, it's Sundown.
Baywalk.
Yeah, Baywalk. Like, Baywalk opened up, everybody was there, went downhill, everybody quit going. They completely revitalized it into Sundial now, and now everybody's there again. So, so it's the one truth in real estate. Like, it's always going to, everything's always going to be changing. So. So what's your favorite thing about here at Engine 9? Like, why did you choose this place?
Well, okay, so like I said, it's very difficult for me to pick a favorite. I actually had a couple conversations.
So this was an entire ordeal, like trying to pick a place. It's like, what is it going to say about me?
I think it had to do with my influence, honestly.
It did, because I'm like,
she knew that I was coming.
I'm like, I need a buddy. And we need to talk for at least 20 minutes. And I know Liz could take up a solid 10 minutes talking about one hamburger.
There you go.
Really,
there you
go. And
tell us about that hamburger, Liz.
It was really good. But like, what I love about Engine 9 is that like, burger is my favorite burger. And I like that the versatility of the burger, like you can put almost anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be really good. And that's kind of what Engine 9 does.
Yeah.
They, like, if you go through the list of burgers, they're like, oh my god, I've never. They have another good one is the Marie Laveau.
Mm-hmm.
Crawfish tails, and Andouille sausage, mustard cheese, green onions, and Creole sauce. Like, that one's a really, really good one. But they also have, like, a decent patty. Like, I could, if they served me, like, the burger patty, I think, like, I would happily eat it. So it's just an all-around really good burger.
Free. Mm-hmm. Tots, having tots is the major point.
Like, I don't know many places with really, really good sweet potato fries. Really
so I know I probably shouldn't mention it here, but Avenue, like, do you like this better than Avenue?
Okay. I do love Avenue.
That's a very polished.
We have done a write-up on them. They are fantastic. I love them.
It is hard to pick them.
That's a very politic answer.
But for a burger, if we're talking strictly burgers, Engine number 9 takes the cake. Engine number 9 is my favorite St. Pete burger.
Yeah.
My favorite Tampa burger is the Burger Culture
Truck. It's pretty good, I gotta say. I also love Avenue, but I will say that I have had a couple pieces of gristle in them. So I would probably send people here if they were looking for a burger, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just like, not to mix them, it's just Engine number 9.
Usually we'll go to like Chataway down south, though. Like the old school burgers, yeah. Like where it's just flat with cheese on it. And
Sometimes
you just want some meatloaf, you know?
Yes,
like
exactly.
just give me some meatloaf.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, you told me not to ask. But I'm going to ask anyway.
Okay.
So what's the dreams and goals for the next 3-5 years?
I don't know. To be able to keep doing this, to figure out a way to do it better.
I think we're kind of, like, between you and me, like, we're kind of brainstorming of, like, she'll call me, like, after work, and she'd be like, so I was thinking, like, you know, we can do this, 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 and this. And, like, she lists off a long list of things. She'll tell you what exactly they are. And, like,
I mean, I don't know. I would even, like I said, my whole goal is just to make it easier for people to connect with their community itself. So it's like, I could see myself down the line. Because, like, when it came time for me to vote, right, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to look these people up to figure out what they stand for, who they are, it's like, I'm new to vote, like, not new-ish, you know? And I can't really find that much information, or I find one article on it and it doesn't really give me any meat.
It can be a confusing process.
Right.
Trying to get registered.
I can see myself like reaching out to people and interviewing them just for my own purposes so that I'm an informed citizen, but I could see the benefit in recording that and putting that out there for other people to kind of see as well. But at the same time, I feel like that's definitely down the road. I need to get this figured out.
But I mean, I guess doing that for these purposes is kind of what we're trying to do too. It's like going out to these businesses, trying to
make connections. I feel like it takes a lot of time.
It does.
I want to build that trust, and like, I'm just now coming up, like at Localtopia this past time, I was on time. That was like, it was such a day. That was an event that was everything. I'm loyal to Localism, my shirt says.
That's
so.
good stuff. Well, just so you know, most businesses usually take about 3 years to actually form up and do something.
So that's why you asked the specific number.
Well, I mean, if it turns into a business.
And honestly, that's anything. That's like food truck, that is like real estate. It's everything takes about 3 to 5 years to where it actually gets ahead of steam and it's actually doing something.
Right. Well, but at Local Topi, that was the first time I've ever handed out my card. Like, and I've been holding, I've had those for like 8 months.
Yeah, I've been storing like a stack of them.
Yeah. And I had to have her there as my wingman. And still, I don't know, it's my baby. I get nervous about these things. Mm-hmm. And like when I do a write-up on a business, I don't really make myself known, which I think might change.
When I go to places, like I've given out my business card at least like 2 people when I go there. I spend all day there.
I will say most people are very, so I'm saying this while wearing a white shirt with Great Things Tampa Bay on the chest of it. So most people are actually very helpful. If you make yourself known, you're like, hey, I'm trying to help you do something. Help me help you, you know?
Yeah.
So just like me sending you that message, like, I'll be honest, I sent out probably 10 of those messages that day. I had 3 or 4 responses. Y'all were one, and now we're here doing this interview. So it's like you have to put your... It's like you can't put all your hopes on one and then take a swing at it. Like you have to swing at everything that comes your way.
I think that's good advice for this purpose or you know, Tampa Bay Live, but I feel like that's kind of what Tampa Bay Live is. Tampa Bay Live or what you want to get out of Tampa Bay Live.
Yeah, well, I just...
And also you need to...
Yeah.
And also you also have to figure out what you want it to do. Like, because like reviewing food and taking pictures of food is a much different animal than building a community that's a central hub where people come from.
Yeah. It's taking a pause, but I feel like, like she said within the past, like you said, after the first year, you kind of wanted to, but you said like, you know, at first Tampa Live started with just Instagram, and now it's kind of come up to this point. So as far as like where we see it in 3 years, I think we're trying to get all our ducks in a row, but
that's a way of using
You have to know what you want to accomplish.
Like, I decided like a month ago, I'm like, nope, I'm in this. Like, this is kind of it.
So I think that's why I'm wanting to keep this paused, because I want to gather all these thoughts, because a year ago when I started the website, I gathered those thoughts, and now it's still a different beast than what it was a year ago, so now I have to regather.
It's always going to be a moving target.
So it's just interesting to see how much it's evolved.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we want
to create
is
probably going to be. There you go. We'll check back in with you. So, all right. So, how if people are interested in you, how can they get in contact with you or find you?
So you can find us on Instagram at Tampa Bay Live. You can find us on Facebook. The handle for that would be technically Tampa Bay Live Info. And Twitter, it's at Tampa Bay Live with _ underneath. I hate that that's not a good match, but there's not much I can do about it. And then our website is www.tampabaylive.info.
Yeah. So we'll be putting all that in the show notes so that y'all can check them out and see. Send everyone to the website, not the...
Yeah.
Well, no, because that's where you can actually capture the information for them. So. Anyway, thanks for coming out. This was delicious.
Thank you.
Did y'all have a good time? Was this as bad as you thought it would be?
No, this was... I calmed down a lot from when I started.
Speaking of calming down, one of my next interviews is going to be a guy that's doing some medical marijuana.
Oh, cool. Wow. Stuff. I'm happy to listen to that.
Oh, yeah. So, well, thank you to both of you for coming out. And,
thank you. Thank you very much for having me.